Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga. Keep the Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys,
nigga.
The Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga. Keep the Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys,
with Zach and Ian. It'll get your dick sucks.
Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in to the fastest rising podcast on the Gas Digital Network. We put the ass in Gas Digital. I'm your old pal Ian Finance here, and I'm feeling kind of queer. And I just want to get that in the clear. And I could be happier to be sitting next to my main man with the plan, Zach Amico.
You make me need a beer. I love you, buddy. Good morning.
I love having you near. Good morning.
Do I cause you cheer?
You cause me cheer. And
I'm trying so hard to do
this. Not jeer.
You guys put me in fear.
Yes. Oh,
did you see Vanessa's tits? I'm trying not to leer.
Trying not to leer. Well, it feels like we all did a freestyle off.
Semen's going to be clear.
Nice.
Actually, it's kind of chunky. Good. Anyway.
It's like me.
Chunky and clear. Something made me so happy, and that was a picture of you laying with your two sweet boys, the cats. Are they getting along?
For 10 seconds at a time.
Yeah.
Yes. Aww. And then it is just an orange violence ball.
Yeah.
That rolls through my house at all times.
Oh my God.
But there are times, yes, the boys are cohabitating.
I love it.
This is the gayest show on this network.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Speak when spoken to.
No.
Anyway.
No, we signed a contract. Yeah. When I came in to be a guest, I could speak whenever I want.
Let's introduce our beautiful guests.
Yes. I am so excited. Well, you heard them. The one, the only, the fan favorite, the blonde bombshell, Brendan Sagalow.
Hey, everybody. What's up?
Oh, yeah. Four.
I'm putting it on
four.
All my merch, four. Just hoping that it'll sell.
You
should sell with the Fantastic Four logo that says Brendan Sagalow.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of four merch that's happening because it's so
that's
easy
my favorite
to make.
Number.
It's my favorite number. And
it would
was
be
also,
mine, too.
Mine'd be four plus three.
Mine's 3.6.
Starting from the balls.
Yeah.
From tip to tail. The 4-inch Grinch, Mr. Sags. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing great. I'm having fun. I had fun with Vanessa last night. We were...
No. Oh, in one way.
We did SDR.
Looking at man-sized penises.
Yeah.
Looking at adult cock.
We were shopping at adult cock. And I'm in a good mood.
Yeah.
I'm in a good place, good mood. And if you make fun of me again, I will cry.
So. I love it. And, you know, whatever will influence you to stop rapping.
Here it comes.
Anyway, I love your raps.
You son of a bitch.
Me and Liv were listening to them in the car, and we were jamming.
I sent you one.
It's a bop.
I've made like 13 now. I've made a bunch.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I haven't sent you any of them because one time I went, do you want to hear my next one? And you never answered me. So I went, Ian is out as far as my own personal SoundCloud fan base.
Right. I forgot you're part of the Petty Patrol. You and Feeney and Cannon. The Petty Pals.
Bunch of petty betties. I like to be known as somebody that if you accidentally call me Brandon, I'm like Chevy Chase. I won't talk to you for 20 years after that.
Chevy Chase?
I'm Chevy Chase.
Well, I'm like Bill Murray and I'll punch you in the face.
Yeah, neglects his son. Yeah.
Neglects his children.
And sneaks to up play in the park.
It says, no one will believe you.
I wish somebody in that crowd just went, hey, Bill, why don't you go hang out with your kid? Okay, stop showing up to bars.
What is that rumor?
Is that a rumor?
Yeah.
Well, if there's smoke, there's fire, baby.
Feeney brought that up, too, that Bill Murray is not a good father. Do we know someone who's his son?
I can't get into that.
Wow.
But we are very familiar with someone who knew his son.
I can't wait to talk about
this. We'll talk about it after.
Yeah, we'll get
I am so excited.
I don't want to get into
it. And also, speaking of excited, we have the one, the only sexy Vanessa.
Yes, honey, the only one, the first MILF.
Yes.
And I love that. Thank you to invite me to your show. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh,
thank you so much for doing
it. I only would get up early in the morning for you, puppy.
Oh, hell sexy yeah. Vanessa.
Hell yeah.
Will you ever turn it off? When you speak, can you come up to the microphone?
Yes.
Just pretend like it's...
I pretend that is...
Pretend it's Mo the Monsters.
Whatchamacallit. Now, what is the first MILF? What does that mean?
I love that as a monochrome. Monochrome? Is that what it's
moniker.
Called? Moniker.
Monochrome is the next variant of...
Monochrome is an Instagram filter.
I do. I love that as a moniker. The first MILF. It's very cool. You can introduce yourself that way. That's very awesome.
Well, what does that mean? Because the first time I was ever introduced to MILF was, we all know, American Pie with Stifler and the weird guy's
Jennifer
mom.
Coolidge.
Hot.
Hot dogs.
Yes. We all knew that we wanted to fuck moms as like kids and stuff,
that
but we
MILF.
Never had a word for it.
And now so it's called creepy.
My MILF is the man that I want to fuck is MILF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so how did you become the first official MILF? Well, and what year was it?
It was 2002.
Yes.
I was not MILF movies before 2002 and I started the big website, MILF Hunter. I don't know if you remember. You were a child, man. You were like this.
I remember the MILF Hunter. Captain Stabbing.
Yeah.
So what was the first movie, movie for MILF Hunter?
Uh-huh.
Was me, and I was in the top of the site for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Because I was the first MILF.
Wow.
And then after that website, it started all the other websites.
Right.
MILF, because it was... so successful. Mm. Everybody loved to see older women with young guys.
Right.
Everyone.
It's Did you ever think about trademarking that?
Oh, man, you'd be
like first
fucking
MILF?
Loaded.
I'm thinking.
Yeah?
I don't think you can. There's got to be someone that's already done that.
Yeah. Well, how old were you when that happened, if you don't mind me asking?
Same question.
Okay, you don't have to answer.
Well, but I know.
I'm wondering, is that
I
like
tell
an
you
insult?
I was 40. I was 44.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Which is
so
around
you were
that
a legit
time.
MILF. And you're
I was a real MILF, because now the MILF, they are 28, 30
years
old.
Yeah, they're all like 24-year-olds.
Yeah.
Now that 30 years old is going to be with the son's friend, you know?
Yeah, so I'm not trying to have a
son. Okay, 28 doesn't not make you a MILF, because I've been with a GILF who was 42.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I watch a lot of urban porn, so most MILFs are like 12.
Oh my God. And they're all wearing sneakers.
They're all playing that song, Brenda's Got a Baby.
Behind them. They're listening to Baby Shark.
If you forget their name, it's written in script across their titty.
Now, I do have a question about MILF, and I asked you kind of this last night. Was there a little bit more of like... was there any other words for it before they settled on MILF?
It was not really popular before.
Cougar?
I think cougar's after. I would say maybe they called it mature, but that's not a sexy word.
Right, mature. Yeah, I remember looking. I was into mature for a bit.
Yeah, I don't remember cougar neither. Do you remember cougars? No.
I don't think there's cougar porn.
Cougar was just like a silly way to call like an older woman.
Yeah, like I guess like kind of an, maybe like a... mid-40s woman that was like spicy and into sex.
Yeah.
Like the goal was
specifically with younger guys, with like 20s
yes.
guys. Yes. Would be a cougar.
Why do you think psychologically we all like MILFs and...
because we all probably want to fuck our moms.
I think so.
They like to, you know...
I do not want to
they
fuck
like
my mom.
They like to be fed, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I barely
like to
like
have mommy milkers. Nom nom.
You were probably just raised differently and better.
Yeah, I was.
You never
raised
wanted
better.
To fuck moms?
Moms, not my mom.
No, your mom. No,
I don't think your mom specifically, but I think your mom psychologically.
Yeah, like your best friend mother, you never have a hat.
But they say girls go for guys that remind them of their fathers, and guys go for girls that remind them of their mothers.
Which could be true, but I also think there are people that don't do that as well.
For sure. For sure. I'm not saying a blanket statement to everyone. I'm saying like
a lot.
Yeah,
but then sometimes you feel like something different, because like, for instance, my mom's not a black hooker.
Honestly.
Hey.
Yeah.
Sometimes you feel like it's not. Sometimes
well,
you don't.
I'll tell you, it's hot to say daddy in bed, but when you tell a girl to suck my dick mom, they really aren't into it.
Yeah, I really go for girls who are two guys.
Yeah. You know, one time I was with an older chick and I kept calling her Mrs. her last name.
Wow.
It was super fucking hot.
That's awesome.
Damn.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a girl be like, come for mommy?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I say that all the time.
You do?
Yes. Come for mommy, puppy. Oh, I'm waiting
for
mommy on
M-A-M-I
that.
M-A-M-I is different than M-O-M-M-Y.
Yeah.
Come for me, mama.
Come for me, mama.
I feel like the way you say it is like the like mommy, poppy, like.
Oh, well, mommy, M-A-M-I and M-O-M-M-Y is the same. No, mommy.
Yeah,
mommy.
It means the same.
No, I know it means the same, but I'm just trying to make an excuse for why it's hot what she says.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Damn.
Whatchamacallit. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's like so hot.
Sorry, I didn't mean it.
No, it's taboo. Ahead. That's literally the term.
Exactly what I was going to say. It's
taboo was always hot. Do you remember in the 70s? I don't know, you were not alive, but the famous movie Taboo, that was one of the first movies, Taboo, like the Deborah and Mrs. Jones.
Deep Throat.
Okay, that time.
But that was more normal. Yeah. What was taboo? But
taboo was incest.
Incest. And Taboo was a famous movie that was in the 70s. That was a son with a mother. A really son with a mother.
It was a legit son with a mother.
Yeah, it was a very famous movie, Taboo. You should
They weren't really mother and son. It was like they were playing
They were playing mother and son.
I had a friend who in like 8th grade was like, you want to see the hottest video ever? And I was like, sure. And he's like, dude, they're actual sisters. And it was twin girls.
Whoa.
Going down and each other, and I was like, listen, man, you can't do this.
Yeah,
you can't send me
that's
this.
It's kind of it's gross.
I
like
I object. I say that's a-okay.
Why do you think pornography now everything is like stepson with people, mom,
because
mom and son,
it's because
brother,
it's taboo.
Sister.
But there really should be a video where the mom is like, hey, son, I want to fuck you. And when he's like, no, she goes, I must incest.
Good? That's a good one. Vanessa's not a fan.
No, come on.
I think all the step porn that is out right now, it's literally just called that because people don't want to admit that they're actually jerking off to the idea of not the step.
Right. But we all have
that's a safety buffer for your brain.
Psychological issues. And we are getting deeper and deeper into complete madness.
Yeah.
And teenagers.
All I know is if a woman ever gets stuck in something around me, I'm going to have a lot of thoughts that I need to fucking.
Oh, dude. Adele has the funniest joke where he's like, he watches Stuck Board and then he's like, now everything, I'm just living in fear all the time. I'm in traffic on the Verrazano Bridge. Is some guy going to fuck me?
Because he's stuck in traffic.
I want to ask you a question. You never masturbate when you are stuck in the traffic, you're bored. And you start
I've done that.
Getting, you know, I did that too.
I've done it while driving, but I don't know about
stuck in driving.
Yeah, the traffic. Yeah. I like to do phone sex, you know, so I don't waste my time, you know what I mean? So I make some money too. So I'm stuck in the traffic.
That's
hilarious. Phone sex is quite wonderful.
You're like
fun.
An Uber.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be driving and you go, I just want to make some money.
Wow.
Turn on your phone.
Are you still involved in porn?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. And I now have my OnlyFans that I love because I can interact with all my fans and I love my fans and they love me. So it's nice to interact, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. I do a lot of FaceTime and phone. I love phone sex.
Really?
Yeah, because you can do anywhere. The other day I was in Whole Foods shopping.
What?
No. You know, yeah, sure. I'm not going to waste the money. You know, go, okay, yeah, yes. And I was shopping.
Were people like walking
Wait,
by
do
you?
They know you're in Whole Foods or do they think you're really like no, slamming your claim?
Oh, yeah,
they're
baby, where are you? Bing, bong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Self checkout. Get store associate.
You really knocked the W off of Whole Foods.
Whole Foods. That's funny. Hell yeah, dude. Well, did people walk by you when you were doing that? Or are you like whispering into a fucking thing?
Well, you're not going to scream. When it's phone sexy, you have to talk sexy. Like that.
And you're like,
does that, are you getting turned on when you're doing that?
Yes.
Or is it just straight up like,
clean up in aisle three?
I tell you, one time I was.
There's a spill in aisle three.
Of course I get turned on. One time I was driving. I said, wait. I said, that was too hot. And I had to park in the parking lot. And I start, you know, I just start playing with myself too when I was doing the phone sex. I came and everything in the
really?
Well, that's what I had
to
stop
put the
driving.
Wipers on.
Yeah, talk about washing the vegetables. Jesus Christ,
Zach, look at
you. You guys are a terrible audience. This is a bad crowd. You two,
I love it. It's great. Wow, what a terrible audience.
What a terrible audience. Howdy, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys like to get high. I like to get high. That's why we're friends. Well, now it's time to go to YoDelta.com where we can stock up on high-quality lab-tested Delta 8. They sent me vapes. They sent me gummies. Ian didn't have any. He's sober, but I love them. So if you're over the age of 21 and you live in one of the majority of states where it's legal, you got to go to YoDelta.com, stock up on your Delta 8. You guys know what Delta 8 is. Something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to various states. It gets you high. It is very much like marijuana, just the chemical structure is a little different. You guys are going to love it, but I can tell you Delta 8 products work, and they should be taken responsibly. So if you go to YoDelta.com, you're going to want to use our promo code GAS and get 25% off. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that'll get you super high.
Is there anything you won't do in porn? And did you ever have like a no-no list and then you just eventually said, all right, I'll do it?
Well, I almost did everything. I mean, I did gangbang. Two guys, of course, you know, like a lot of girls. And I really did everything. Yeah, DP and all. Tell me something.
Interracial?
Like, interracial?
Well, she's like, ew, no.
Yeah. No, I didn't do that.
Wow, you never did interracial?
I did interracial, but not a DP interracial.
Yeah, no. You want to be able to walk through a whole thing. Yeah. Not have to sit in a chair.
Yeah, although you'd be able to shoplift that watermelon.
early do it around Thanksgiving so I could pop a turkey in there. So... why do you think that in pornography there are people that are like, I won't do interracial, or like girls won't have sex with guys that have done gay porn? Like, that's kind of going away, right?
I have very good scenes with Christian. Do you know Christian?
Christian, the guy that has sex with trans women.
The big one, yeah. I had the best scenes with this guy. He's a great talent.
Mm-hmm.
I did also movies with transsexuals, you know what I mean? But had ones, you know what I mean? Had transsexuals. Because everybody wants everything, you know. I have fans that always ask me, oh, trannies, interracial, black guys, black BBC. Everybody likes different stuff, you know what I mean?
That's why
you need to have variety.
Yeah.
You know, do it with the same stuff. It's boring. Mm-hmm. So variety, yeah.
Nice.
You need to diversify your portfolio.
Diversify.
You need it for your reel.
Yeah.
But I like everything, yeah. I'm very open.
Mm-hmm. How, like, when you, I just can't get over, like, when you watch porno, there's no smells.
Like, I can't imagine what the smell is.
Not in the room
like.
I'm in.
I imagine it smells like a Hot Topic.
It's like you're watching it and you're like, ah, this is hot. But you forget that there's a guy with a fucking boom mic and there's like union gaffers in the room and everything. Like, I don't think I could ever do that. Like, how do you just turn it on?
Yeah.
Well, for women, it's much easier than for men. You see last night, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Very hard.
Last night.
Bunch of dudes just whipped their dicks out.
No.
They did FDR last night.
What, and what happened?
Bunch of dudes with
Mo the Monster was there.
Who's that?
I think you could put it together.
Well, I know it's a guy with a monster comic.
He's an adult film star.
Adult film star, Mo the Monster.
And he banged someone?
No, he just whipped his dick out.
Took his giant cock out.
Yeah, but nobody got hurt. I mean, it's very difficult in front of
three guys
and the camera and this.
How do they just go like, boner? Or is it all drug injections?
I can tell you the secret.
Is there like...
Please, a pill. A lot they do.
There are injections, though, too, because I'm friends with Tommy Pistol.
Oh, see?
And he gave me the skinny one, because the first time I had to be naked on stage...
He gave you the skinny one?
He gave me... The first time I had to be naked on stage, he gave me a list of stuff to take.
Whoa.
And then I didn't, and just went on stage with my small dick.
Oh, my God.
Damn, dude.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, me neither. I mean,
I got to be so psychologically in the thing.
I'm happy I don't have a cock. I'm so happy. So nice.
Yeah. Tommy told... He made a movie, a horror movie about it, but...
Getting hard on set?
No, I never met him.
He's a great guy, and he used to use a penis pump to get hard for scenes.
Wow.
But he was in between scenes, and he had the pump on, and he fell asleep.
Oh, no.
No, with a pump?
And he got a blood blister on his dick.
Oh, God!
He made a movie about it called The Gruesome Death of Tommy Pistol. And, he rules. He's the nicest guy. But yeah, he said he just fell asleep with it on and he woke up.
I don't know how you can fall asleep with that thing.
How long are you supposed to pump that? He was just like, all right, I'll set my alarm.
I don't know. Well, he didn't intentionally fall asleep with it on. He was like pumping it up in between scenes. And then I think he took a nap in his trailer or whatever.
He just tuckered out.
Yeah. I have a pussy pump, you know what I mean? So
what
like to... A pussy pump.
It makes your pussy fat?
Yeah, a little, very voluptuous. And so so I like to do that, you know, I like to have like the lips very big and nice sometimes. I like to do that. Yeah, but you have to be careful, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to just pump and release.
Uh-huh.
Pump and release if it's not hurts. No, you can have a problem,
Now, pump and release is how I usually fuck.
Is a fat pussy good for like, is that just
stand up comedy? Yeah, you do all right.
That's fucking great. I was gonna ask, is that like just for aesthetic purposes, or does that actually
like
do something?
Feel good.
Does that feel good for the guy?
Feels.
Or you
could, and for the vision too. You know what I mean? The guys love to see them. Mm-hmm. You know. But I don't do all the time, of course not, you know what I mean? I don't have all the time in the world to do.
Of course.
No, not every day is a fat pussy.
But my pussy is pretty fat, you know what I mean? But I like a little enhancement, you know what I mean?
I'm putting that on my website. My pussy is fat.
Yeah, us, just the just us.
And her going, my pussy is fat.
You going,
and I'm going,
relate.
Me.
Yeah. I see a little bit of myself inside you.
Yeah, literally.
What do you do if you're like totally not into the guy?
I'm an actress, baby.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what I told you. I'm so happy to have a cock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they make lube for women.
Right.
It's not
right,
like they make a hairspray for men.
But like, I don't know. What if somebody is like totally vile? Just like
I never had a problem. Like, I never had a problem.
Yeah.
I always have nice talent, and now better because now I am my own producer,
and
I pick my talent, pick and choose. I love that. That's why it's the best. Now, Friday, I had to work for a company in New Jersey. It's different, but I pick and choose what I like. That's why I like to be my own producer, have my OnlyFans, produce my movies for my website, and it's fun because I can be with people I like.
Yeah, right.
No, but no, you go to the studio, have a surprise, you have a monster there. That happened one time in my life. No.
A monster like Mo?
No, not a monster.
Harvey
really
Weinstein?
Monster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the best.
You're so crazy.
As someone who's been in two movies with Ron Jeremy, I can imagine what it's like to show up on set that day.
I never shot
what do you mean?
With him.
I've been in two movies with him.
Yeah.
But like, what do you mean?
He's got a thing about him.
Gross.
Like a Madonna?
Kinda? He smells like salami.
Oh God.
Mm-hmm. He's got a cured meat thing about him.
But which is the good about him? Why he was so famous? I don't see anything.
I think it was because he just had a giant dick and he could suck his dick. And before he had the gut, he could suck his own dick.
No way.
And then from personal level, why I know I've worked with him, he's really a good actor. On one of the movies I worked on with
him. He was in Ghostbusters.
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And one of the movies I worked on with him, we gave him a page-long monologue. And he had that shit down in an hour.
Really?
And that's the thing about, like, the people that came up in when porn was still shot on film, they couldn't waste takes. Like, porn, when it was on film, was film school. A lot of older directors directed porn under pseudonyms, and that was film school, dude.
Because you're shooting that's how on 30, like learning you know, on the job.
Yeah, you're shooting on 35. It's really lit. There's real sound. You can't fuck up.
Wow.
You got not a great budget. So some of these older porn dudes, the reason that they kind of had resurgences doing low budget movies, you know, non-adult movies, is because they would get a script that morning, have to memorize it, and they couldn't fuck up because they're shooting on film and they have limited stock.
Wow.
So you get like a Ron Jeremy or like these older porn dudes, not only do they have these cock skills, they're fucking really good actors and the phenomenal.
That's where I go to perform comedy, up in the cock skills.
So Ron's fucking.
Don't tell me he said that joke.
No, The last time I worked with him was like sad. Like he was like shuffling around and he seemed like he had like dementia or something. And I asked him.
I don't remember raping those girls. Yeah.
Oh, God.
But I think he isn't aware. Like, I think in his head it's still the 70s and he's at the Playboy Mansion.
Cool.
Oh, God.
But I said to him, I had a show that night.
I mean, he's fucking old. What would you...
And this
I would
before
rather
he got
that.
In trouble.
Right.
I was like, hey, I have a show tonight. Yeah. Do you want to do 5 minutes? Because he does stand-up. And he goes, no, I think we're going to drive up to the Catskills and try and do comedy there tonight. And I'm like, oh, he has no idea...
Oh, my God.
Like, he thinks it's, like, 1982.
My buddy Don Rickles called me.
Yeah.
Asked me to come over to the Catskills.
Because I think you're going to put him
Frankie
on for...
Frankie and Dean are going to be there.
I think he can't suck. Like, he does it
no,
enough.
He can suck. That's what made him famous.
Dude, he was at the Cellar one time and fell asleep, and everyone thought he was dead.
No, he's narcoleptic or something, because he falls asleep all the time. He used to fall asleep at
what
the Rainbow all the time.
That's got to be a nightmare.
Narcoleptic?
Yeah. He's the only rapist that falls asleep.
What are you?
He's the anti-Cosby.
God damn. Yeah.
Damn, we're good at this, Ian.
Yes, I fucking love it. Let's do plugs.
Yeah, let's get plugs out of the way. If you want to cue up the music.
What would you like to promote?
What would you like to promote? People get eyes on your OnlyFans. Anything you want people to check out.
Bye.
She hates ska.
All right, and I like to rest the ears.
Yeah.
The OnlyFans, yeah, it's very important.
They go to OnlyFans Sexy Vanessa?
OnlyFans.com Sexy Vanessa.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Si.
Love it.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
We caliente.
Loving this vibe.
Brendan, what's your OnlyFans?
I only have one fan.
It's a box fan.
Yeah, and it oscillates.
Is your mother?
No, it's my mom. No.
Ooh.
Instagram.
Ooh, that mommy is right here.
First ever MILF. Instagram and Twitter at Brendan Sagalow, twitch.tv/sags2riches, and listen to Here's the Scenario. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Guys, you can check me out on Instagram at Zach It's Not Funny. Back up Twitter, ZA Spook Show. I got three other shows here on the network. Real Ass Podcast, Zach Neal's Midnight Spook Show, and Catalyst Wrestling, and my new cartoon, Foolishly Ghoulish, should be coming out here on the network in about a month.
Yes, I love that. Bye, guys. Every Thursday, 11 a.m.,
GasDigitalNetwork.com. I also forgot my Instagram, my Twitter.
Oh, yeah, please, plug it.
Please, follow me. My Twitter is at SexyVanessa3. And don't forget Instagram. I always post everything there, my shows, my... It's_Vanessa_1D. Vanessa.
Nice.
Thank you.
And I am iAnimal69, Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch. I used to Twitch with Sagalo all the time, and I need to come back.
Come back, buddy.
I miss it. Sopranos Prima Volta, youtube.com/notsam. It's a Sopranos watch-along podcast. Sam Roberts has seen it 9 times over. I'm watching it for the first time. I fucking love it. I got a bunch of dates coming up with the great David Tell. Going to be a lot of fun going all over. And February 11th to 12th, I'm up there in Poughkeepsie at Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie, and I'm bringing along our pal Luke Moniz.
What?
It's going to be so fun.
I want to go. When are you going?
February 11th to 12th. Why don't you just come up?
I'll just come up with you guys.
Dude, that'd be a fucking blast.
That'd be so fun, yeah.
Yo. Oh, my God. That'll be great.
That's going to be great.
This is far out, but April 1st and 2nd, I believe, up at Vermont Comedy Club, and I got more dates coming on through. So come out and see me, and we appreciate all the love.
Can I do one more?
Yeah, of course, man.
You can do two more.
If you're listening, I'll just do one. If you're listening to this live, me and Mike Cannon are going to be at Hideout Comedy Club Friday and Saturday. We'd love to see you come out in Boston. So. I love to go to
Boston. Is a good town.
Love it.
The best town.
I love Boston.
Yes.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome. So fun.
Man, what you want to get into some news stories?
Let's do the swimmer thing, but let's definitely get into Guess the Butthole today since we have a professional.
That's right.
In the industry.
What do you think? How do you feel about anal?
I tell you the truth.
Tell
it. They put back.
Yeah. How do you feel about anal sex, Vanessa?
I only enjoy anal with a few actors.
Mm-hmm.
My first one was Shawn Michaels. Oh. I told you last night. Yeah.
Interracial.
Well, Shawn Michaels was my first time I did anal in my life. And
Scene
with him. And I told her, oh, you have I didn't know I have anal. So I never did anal. And Shawn Michaels told the producer, leave me alone with her. He's such a great actor.
Uh-huh.
Leave me alone. Was so smooth. You have to know how to do it. It's not like boom, boom, boom. Yep. You have to know. You have to prepare. Had to be good.
Yeah.
How do you prepare?
So many guys ruin anal for girls because they think you can just dive right in.
They don't know.
And then girls go, I'm never doing anal again. It hurts. No. It's like a loaf of bread. You got to knead it. You got to give it
prepare,
love.
I need it.
That's why my first time.
If you take it out of the oven too fast, you destroy the oven.
The first time you have to do it with a pro.
Yeah.
Not with anyone, the pro. Mm-hmm. The first time.
Yeah.
Good experience.
Yep.
What if you can't get a pro? Or what if you're not a pro?
You can learn. It is sexy and fun when you're in a relationship
because
you play and you lead up to it and you kind of work it and everything. And then, like, it's a lot of breathing and a lot of...
What makes it...
Every time I have sex, it's a lot of breathing.
Yeah. Besides it being tighter, why don't I just fuck a pussy?
Because it's taboo.
I think it's a different kind of intimacy.
And it's a different kind of tight.
That's actually like my last girlfriend's name was Timissy. And boy, did I get into Missy. Or Missy, I could have just said. Stop acting like I'm not funny.
I'd really like to see you leave.
I'd really like to see you kill yourself.
Jesus Christmas.
We're having fun here, man.
Are we?
We're having fun.
Look at your
producer. She's cracking up. Go back. Yeah, there it is. Hi.
Just thinking about anal with Shawn Michaels.
Nice.
I know. My God.
And also Christian was very good, too. I enjoy Christian and Shawn Michaels.
Well, Christian's a pro because he's banging.
And guess what? And Shawn Michaels is doing gay movies now. Yeah, Shawn Michaels turned, too.
Wow.
Yeah, they all
turned. But is he gay or is he just gay for pay?
I can't hear Shawn Michaels without
that. He's gay for pay because I know talents that they do gay movies and they're not gay.
That's like having another porn star named The Big Show. You're like, yeah, Big Show's doing gay for pay now.
But,
wow. Triple H.
Really killing it.
But I want to ask a question. How can they say I'm not gay? But how do you get hard if you're not gay with another guy? How can you get hard? That's why I don't understand that.
Well, you just said that there's pills.
Yeah.
What if you can't get hard with a gal?
I know men with a pill that they were not turned on. No help, you know. Mm-hmm. No chemistry and no men with pill. Not with me, of course. Mm-hmm. Nobody had a problem with me ever.
The only problem is they come too quick.
That's my issue.
Well, really? With a pill, you don't come too quick. That's what they do, the pill. They,
I know.
They don't come quick with a pill. That's why they tell them they do pill.
You stressed?
No, just like fucking for too long hurts your dick after a while.
Only
you're
that,
just like,
yeah.
All right.
You
all
don't
right.
think it's boring fucking for so long?
Yeah.
And after you have one orgasm, I say, stop. I don't want no more, you know?
Yeah.
It's over. What do you want? It's monotonous and boring. So do something different.
Why don't they have like porn that's real with a guy like a regular cock and it only lasts 20 minutes and then it's just a half hour of him napping
the rest of the
porn is them walking around in their underwear making food
discussing who's gonna get the towel
who has
jokes.
To put on pants to get Grubhub
all the guys at the door
making jokes. Oh, who's a little cum gremlin?
It's you. Apologizing for overthinking something.
Apologizing for the dream they had where you were a dick.
Yeah, sorry. It must be something I'm giving off to your subconscious.
Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys. I just want to talk to you real quick about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. They've been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. So that means no more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and then after all that hassle are still going to charge you storefront markups. So whether you're a mechanic, somebody that works at an auto shop, a guy working on his own car, or a moron like me who knows nothing about automobiles, you're going to have access to the same incredible pricing. So head on over to rockauto.com. And there's no promo code needed because their pricing is already that good. But if you do get something, make sure to tell rockauto.com that you heard about them on Buy Guys on Gas Digital Network. rockauto.com. Let's get back into the show.
Dude, have you ever recorded yourself while you sleep?
No.
There's an app. There are a couple apps
I've
where
seen the ads for
I've seen the
app. You while you sleep. Dude,
yeah.
I have spiders in my brain. Literally, while I'm sleeping the other night, I go, truly haunting. And then I go, who are these people? And
my
girlfriend goes, they're just here. And I go, did they pay to get in? And then I go,
you're fucking.
It was a bad. It was, thank God it was a dream. It got bad.
Whoa. So you're talking to your girlfriend. Like
we talk back and forth.
What?
Yeah. And then in the middle of the night, I go, I love you. And she goes, I love you too.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and then we caught one where I just randomly was like kissing her in the middle of the night.
Oh, weird.
No,
my wife talk in the middle of the night too, but with farts.
Yeah.
I snore a lot, you know.
My girl snores like a motherfucker.
Well, that's what led to the sleep alone.
Really? Wow. Are you married? Do you have a partner?
No. I'm divorced twice. Mm-hmm. I have no partner now, and I love to sleep alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you ever get married again and sleep in separate beds?
I can never say never. You know what I mean? I'm comfortable alone, but you can never say never.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
You had a pretty interesting love life we were talking about yesterday.
Oh, let's hear about it. Sagalophilis in on our love
life. Yeah. There was me.
Yes.
Andy Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A big drug kingpin.
Yeah.
Who we're assuming is George.
That was my ex-husband.
George Young, we're thinking.
No.
She won't say. But
what?
But her silence says it all. And then what else? Who else?
That's Sagalo's defense.
Her septum says it all.
Hey,
her
septum.
And in between, you know, between here, there. But now,
you
know.
Have kids?
No. I am male with no kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What if someone was like, we will pay you an exorbitant amount of
exorbitant
amount of money to do pregnancy porn? Would you get pregnant for like...
Well, it's too late now.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe yeah, fake pregnancy porn.
Pretty shitty, I guess. You're still the original MILF in my eyes.
But that's like a Snapple fact. It feels like you'd open it up and it would go, did you know that the first MILF does not have children?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They should make porno Snapple facts.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know that Shawn Michaels is now a fag? I immediately run to the internet.
Ron Jeremy's doing 167 years in prison.
By the way, when you said Trump, I was like, I just wanted a giant black cock to come in the room through the door and smack you once. And then oh. But like snake in.
Are we going to play that Guess the Butthole game?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Also, yeah. I wanted to get into a couple news stories, but we'll do Guess the Butthole first and then...
Yeah, yeah. So we do a game here, Vanessa, where we're going to look at some very close-up pictures of butts.
Holes.
At the hole. And we are going to guess around the table if it is a man, a woman, or a trans person.
Okay.
And if you can guess whose butthole it is, I will give you all the money I have in my wallet right now.
You'll get $5.
You're going to get an expired MetroCard, honey.
Yeah, and an IOU from Dave Attell.
Well, we all can't make open for Mike Cannon money.
You think I'm making money? That's hilarious.
All right, so if you guys want to cue up the intro in the booth.
Guess the butthole. Is it man? Is it woman? Is it trans? Could you see how wide it stands? Time to guess the butthole.
That's right. It's America's favorite game, Guess the Butthole, with your hosts, Ian and Zach. This is everybody's favorite part of the podcast that watches the show. For people that listen, man, they hate it.
Yeah.
So let's see that. You guys know the rules. We're going to look at some buttholes very, very close up. We will pan out after we've all guessed if it is a man, a woman, or a trans.
And whoever wins gets this apple strudel that I really want to eat.
All right. So let's see that first butt.
Whoa.
A little pixelated.
I'm going to guess...
Well, let's talk about it for the people. It's got a
I'm
nice.
I'm liking it.
Got a bit of darkness around it.
Very pixelated.
Very
yeah.
Very like dark at the door. Actual hole, and I would say a tan butt. And I am gonna go. Oh, actually, go ahead, Brendan.
I'm gonna guess woman.
You're gonna guess woman.
I would think woman, but I'm hoping it's trans.
It could be trans because something about it being
no,
very dark.
I think it's a tranny.
Yeah.
Okay. Vanessa votes trans, and I'm gonna agree with Mr. Sagalo. I think that is our classic female.
No, yeah, I'm going man.
You're going man? Okay. Alrighty.
Let's see that it. Butt.
Drum roll, yeah. Please.
It is trans.
Ah.
All right, so Vanessa's on
Vanessa,
the board.
Vanessa, you nailed it. Wow.
Industry veteran.
My instincts.
Wow,
there.
And she is hot.
She is wonderful.
My God, do we have a picture of who that is?
Have you ever wanted to fuck the Wall Street Bull?
I wear red so it comes at me.
That was very funny. All right, let's see the next butt. Okay. Oh,
very hairy.
Man,
so gotta be a man.
We got what I think might be a roid. And I'm saying man on that one.
Man seems too easy because it's hairy. So I'm going to go trans as well.
Okay, Vanessa?
Man.
Ian?
Man.
Okay, so we're going man around the table except Sagalo, who said trans.
Trans.
Now, this could be tricky, because don't forget, sometimes we see a hairy one, and it's like some weird Eastern European lady.
Mia Khalifa.
But let's check it out.
Oh, that is a guy.
I knew it. Man. Me and Vanessa. Wow, oh Vanessa's God. Really
that
good
is
at this.
A well-oiled gentleman.
That man's poor knees.
Woo. I would love to suck it from the back.
The man's poor father. All right, let's check out another butt.
Whoa.
Wow, that is
oh, my
HD.
God. That looks like it's from Dune.
Wow, that's a man.
No.
I feel like we're going to see Bubba Fett fly
hair.
Out of that.
I think it's a woman.
I'm going woman as well. All
right, I'm thinking woman.
It's interesting there's no hair around it, but there's hair below.
It looks like it would make a whistle at
can
you.
Play, yeah, can you
it
play
truly
the,
looks
wait,
like the hole in a donut.
The, can you play the Andy Griffith theme real quick? When show us that again.
Yeah, it's very like it's very wide. It's very wide and clean.
See it again?
Because boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think you're right.
Guys were good in the booth, you would have Vanessa's up there.
That's smart.
And see if that she might could be guess tacky. Her
Do you think you could pick your tacky? Asshole out of a lineup?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go lady on this one.
I'm going man, baby.
There's a little bit of hair there.
I'm going trans. Let's see.
It looks like it's medium rare.
Oh.
Wow.
Whoa. Her pussy does look like balls, though.
That, yeah. I know.
I won again.
You're really good at this. How many buttholes do you think you've seen in your life?
I mean, come
on. That's a three you're looking at now.
my long life that I started when I was 14, I can imagine.
You started porn when you were 14?
No. Sex. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very illegal, you.
Okay, can you imagine?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I want everyone.
Yeah, that's
bad. You know, you're, it's a clean sweep.
You could make porn at 14, you know, but like, it's not like, it's like all DIY stuff.
By the way, Latina doing a clean sweep is my favorite category of porn.
What?
Latin made porn.
Oh!
Is my favorite thing.
Yeah.
All right, let's just do one more, and I think this game, I think Vanessa's got it in the bag.
I'm a winner.
Yeah,
could you pick your butthole out of a lineup?
Yes.
I couldn't pick your pussy? Butthole, I don't think.
Yes.
Well, let's see.
So, all right, so we got one more. Pretty,
puckered and gross.
Puckered, a bit of miscoloration around. I'm going to say that they're spreading hard, and I'm going trans.
I'm
going
to go trans as well.
Tranny.
Yep.
Because I could almost see the fingernails pulling the butt cheeks apart.
Yeah. Tranny. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tranny. All right, let's see it.
Fat knuckles.
Oh my god, those balls are huge.
Oh my god, it's like a tube sock full of batteries.
Oh my god.
Can you imagine? I won everyone.
You did.
Great. You get the apple strudel.
We have to say now in the Guess the Butthole Hall of Fame.
Yes. Sexy Vanessa.
Sexy Vanessa.
Guest those balls.
And Alex's mom.
Oh yeah. Wow.
Neck and neck.
I'd love to see that video.
That's hilarious.
Clam to clam.
Yeah. Two MILFs.
Congratulations to our winner, Sexy Vanessa. I would go as far to say asshole expert.
Yeah.
Post-production slap a thing. Boom. Asshole expert.
That was wild. Now, I notice you say
two tranny. Different words.
You say tranny. Is that because you're like old school? Do you not care that like they now prefer to be called trans? Or because the only way to like look up that type of pornography is tranny or shemale?
I love a tranny because in the tranny you have everything. You have a woman and a man. You have the boobs, you have the cock, you have everything in one body. You know what I mean? It's kind of cool. Mm. I like women and I like men. I'm bisexual, of course. Mm-hmm. But I like trisexual. I'm trisexual, yeah.
Yeah. But in terms of like people getting upset about the word tranny, like you've dealt with so many trans people.
Listen
how
to
do they
me.
Feel
there about? Are some trannies that are more beautiful than women now. So sexy and beautiful.
But are they insulted?
Preaching to the choir. Mm-hmm.
Are they insulted when, like, have you come across some talent that
no,
was
but
like,
some come across her.
I'm trying to ask a question about trannies here.
Do you know any?
And where can I find them?
Yeah. How can I call them?
Why won't they return my calls?
Yeah. Were there tranny talent, trans talent that were upset if you ever called them a tranny? Or were they like, I don't give a shit?
I never call it tranny ever. It's one insult. It's a girl. They are girls, and they feel they think like a woman. They feel like a woman. It's one insult to say tranny. It's like you don't never tell tranny to the tranny because you put them down. It's a girl. It's a girl, and you have to talk to them like
when you were calling it, whose butthole was you were saying tranny.
I think that's true.
Because it's different here. We have We have to find out what is a man.
Like, if you had a black friend.
I think she's been grandfathered in.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like this old school thing of everyone was like, yeah, this is tranny porn. And now it's like,
can't say that.
I would say, I may be speaking out of turn, but tranny was the better term. Because before that, it was like she-male.
Right.
Yeah. Or, you know, abomination.
Yeah.
And I think tranny was the term, and then, you know, the goalpost has been moved.
Yeah. Right. No, I feel that way, too. And I've been with trans women who are like, trannies are crazy, right? And I'm like, your words, my thoughts. no, I'm kidding.
I was in the car once with my trans friend Heather and my black friend Vic. And she said...
You guys immediately got a holding deal from NBC?
And her exact words were, calling me a tranny is like calling Vic the N-word. And then she said it. And Vic disagreed.
Yeah. Probably
you don't say.
Yeah. Not... You know what? Not unanimous in that car ride.
But what was his... I also disagree. What was his argument? What was his argument for that? And what was hers?
She just said that it was a slur, and
yeah, but there's different shades of slur.
But there's
different shades.
if trans people were like murdered and people were screaming tranny at them,
I think that happens.
So that's kind of
really
the same
a hypothetical.
Thing. It's very. I know. I'm just saying. Like,
now, I think what was his argument? In the historical context.
I think everyone just is doing their best. And I think that's what's important.
Yes.
I think the most important thing is to try your best.
Try your best.
And love and accept everybody. And I think we need to take our foot off the gas on word policing.
Yes.
And terminology.
As
long as you care about people and love them, or God bless you, fuck them.
Yeah.
No, totally. You couldn't have said it better.
Mm-hmm.
I think this whole, like, impact matters more than intent. I think that's bullshit. I feel like if you intend... To be a good person, to try, that's better than like accidentally saying the wrong thing and getting mad at that. You know, as long as you're teachable and you're learning to, you know, be more accepting, I think that that's great.
Yeah. I love the idea of Ian like teaching a class of trans kids, but he's got the chair backwards.
You know, wearing a leather jacket, but it's too tight. Fans over the age of 21, I want to tell you about my newest favorite vape pen from MePod.com. Now, I know I said that it's my newest favorite. Truthfully, it's not. I haven't tried it. But as someone that's a two-pack-a-day smoker and I'm inside half the day, I do vape and I am going to try MePod. And I can already tell it's going to be my favorite. Now, as a warning, these products contain nicotine, which means I'm going to love them, even though nicotine is an addictive chemical. They have great pull, great flavors, and the feel device is fan-fucking-tastic. And I think you'd prefer vaping through MePod because it's more convenient than smoking, less smell, and easier to use indoors, which I fucking love. So for all you vapers out there, I want to tell you about the products available at MePod, MIPOD.com. Because if you're a smoker or a vapor, you're gonna love these. The new MePod 2.0 is the best refillable vape on the market today. Vapers can refill with any vape juice flavor that they prefer. It's got a long-lasting battery and a small, sleek design. MePod has a wide variety of disposable vapes available on MePod, MIPOD.com, including top-selling brands like Vaporlax, Draco, Hyde, and Airbar. I think fans of disposables will be particularly into the new Draco disposable vape, which lasts for 6,500 puffs. Good golly, Miss Molly. For those of you that like flavors, MePod has a wide variety of vape juice options and flavored disposables. MePod also has a wide variety of vaping options for 420 customers. Lastly, MePod has fast shipping with most orders shipping out the same day. So if you're a vapor or smoker, you'll love MePod and support the sponsor that supports our show by going to MePod, MIPOD.com. If you use promo code BUY, you're going to get 20% off. Once again, that's MePod, MIPOD.com. Use the promo code BUY, B-I, and you're going to get 20% off. So do me a favor. If you like to smoke, smoke them if you got them. But if you're indoors, use a MePod, will you? Huh? I'm going to use one, and I will give my personal endorsement next week. Alex, I want to get my grubby little paws on one of these MePods.
Yeah, we'll get you one.
Woo-wee! Now let's get back to the show, baby. University of Penn swimmer Leah Thomas, which is, we talked about this last week.
We were discussing last week.
Yes. There's a rumor. See, okay. There's a rumor that they colluded with the female, or, which is so funny, with the other trans swimmer that they're calling female, but she identifies as a man. So, and
this
also,
is so confusing.
If she identifies as a man, shouldn't she be racing in the male races? Anyway. The story is Leah Thomas is like the number one female swimmer in college sports right now. She smashed female swimming records. Matter of fact, in one of her races, she came in first and beat the second place woman by 40 seconds.
Wow.
And then she had a race against another trans swimmer, but this was a female to male trans swimmer.
I have the race where she beat everybody by 40 seconds if you want to see.
Right. It's
wild.
Oh,
my God. Yeah, let's see this.
But I will say...
Well, they're all moving fast.
Real quick, if you could pause it.
So...
The okay. What they're saying is that the... I love you, too. You two are the couple of the year.
We're cute.
I'm sensing so much chemistry. Woo! God.
Don't be jealous.
On your lab jacket and heat up the beaker. Wow. You two are a periodic table of love.
No, she stopped having those.
All right. Let's see the race. I want to see the race.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
yeah, so she beat the other girls by 40 seconds.
Turn the volume up because the guy narrates it.
5'3", a strapping young man, coursing with testosterone. And here he is in a girl's swimsuit competing with the girls.
I thought this was the real announcer. I'm like, this guy's ballsy.
Right. Yeah.
You can see him right here. Right, he's moving twice as fast as anybody else.
Because of his big dude arms.
All right, here, ready?
And Will is done. And then one of these girls must be second, right? No. No.
No, they still have another lap to go.
And it's so funny. They finish and nobody cheers.
No, she's got more to swim.
Yeah, it's...
Maybe these girls could be in second.
So that's the thing about trans people, you know, we've already seen what they can do on land.
Yeah.
Well, keep playing until the gal comes in second. Look at this. This is crazy. Is it going to be that one on the far right?
He's like, see, I remember when I was a man that when I would do push-ups, I wouldn't do it on my knees.
Look at this.
That's the second place.
Wow.
Now listen.
There you go.
Everyone cheers for her.
Oh, my God.
But the crazy thing is, so in this race, the female-to-male trans swimmer won against the male-to-female trans swimmer.
Yeah.
Are you going to switch that?
No.
Really?
Oh, no.
Yes.
Okay.
And this article is saying that the male-to-female trans swimmer, Leah, colluded with the female-to-male trans swimmer.
She took a dive.
She took a dive just to say, see, female-to-male swimmers can win races too. But then it's like, well, if she's female-to-male, shouldn't she be competing with the men? So what are we doing?
This just seems like a show on Fox.
I think this
confusing.
I think we're all just very, this is all very new. So they're going to be coming in.
Totally.
But after a couple of years, you're going to have some trans people on, you'll have like three that think they're men or not think they're men.
Yeah,
that,
but dude,
that are
they,
men.
They should just put them in the XFL because they
or there should be their own, you know.
Yeah, but there's not enough. It's so confusing, and I really feel for, like, you know, athletic boards that have to make these decisions when they have so much public pressure from other people. Alex?
Yeah, so people who swim with Leah, it was an anonymous source, is reporting that it 100% looked like she wasn't trying during this race, that she wasn't going slow because she was tired. She was going slow because she didn't want to win.
Right.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and she's also made comments in front of her teammates. It's like, I'm the best swimmer in the blah blah. Like, she sounds like a real dick.
Is there no honor in ladies' swimming teams anymore?
We learned so much about swimming last week.
I know. It was like a swimming emporium. Lara Soger and Matthew Broussard came on, and they're like nuts for swimming.
Yeah, they had all the info.
On and swimming?
Yeah, they had like stats and shit prepared.
Cool. Laura's like a semi-pro swimmer.
Yeah, she did Olympic trials and shit.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And Matt was just a fan. And they went through it with us. And it's wild. And I think it's hard to express how you feel because, you know, and I bring this up sometimes with comedy stuff too, like, we're not that far removed from there being a Negro League in baseball. So right. The idea of segregating another right. group of people feels gross.
Totally. And I feel like we messed up on civil rights. We dragged our ass on gay rights. And now everyone's like, no.
And now we're moving too fast to try and make up
yes.
for it.
Yeah. Yes. The pendulum has swung too far. We got to slow it down.
Do you think it would be fair if I turned into a woman and became a comic and then just moved up the ranks of... You know, would they be like, "Well, he's a lady.
Grow your hair out.
Lady comic. He's a lady comic, so it's impressive." But
what had happened when Schumer went on stage in the middle of your set? I thought you were doing a Mauricio thing.
Yeah, transition in real life.
That's great. I don't know, man. It's so tricky, and it's like, yes, but when it comes down to like actual sports, which are such a physicality. You know, like, that's the facts, Jax. It's very hard to toe the line of, like, quote-unquote politeness.
That's the fact, Jack. It's Jacqueline.
Let's go to the next story. This is wild. TikTokers rally together to share dating red flags amid a guy named West Elm Caleb.
You may have seen us from...
What?
Sorry, that was a ad on the...
Oh,
article.
So fill us in.
What?
Fill us in, Alex.
Ian, do you know anything about
I
this
do.
One?
Okay. So this guy, Caleb, who apparently works at West Elm, I guess dated or like banged a bunch of women, and then they nicknamed him West Elm Caleb, and a bunch of TikTokers are sharing their stories with this guy and like getting him blackballed from dating apps.
You know what? I just came across this yesterday and didn't realize what it was, but this girl was like bragging about putting this guy's name out there as how awful of a guy he is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This is the guy though.
Didn't seem too bad.
Yeah, but I already
you can tell he's a fucking loser.
You can tell there's some douchebag behavior going on in here.
For 6 weeks and find out through a FYP TikTok that he is lying to you and dating every other woman in NYC.
So
what?
I guess all of these girls are making videos with him. He's dating all of these women. They're all making TikToks videos with him. And then they're discovering each other on TikTok.
How did they find out?
So the For You page on TikTok is just an algorithm. Like, you'll just scroll to a random video that mm-hmm. the algorithm shows you.
Oh,
so
and it's like, oh, and you're fucking Caleb. Let me show you this.
Exactly. If you know this guy, you're more likely to see other people's videos who know this guy.
Wait. Is the For You page popping him up and he has videos with these girls?
No, it's the For You page is basically like when something is really popular on Twitter mm-hmm. and everybody's talking about it, but it sends it directly to you. So you don't have to look it up or anything. So there'll be like inside jokes on the For You page for like a couple of days. So if you start liking this shit about the women being like, I fucked a guy named Caleb and he blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And he was love bombing me and then things got really weird and whatever. And they're sharing that story and everybody's like, that's weird because he did the same thing to me.
Oh, because I've heard stories about the For You page being like, us not knowing each other, meeting, talking and being like, hey, blah, blah, blah. Oh, okay, see you later. And then I go on my phone and you
it
pop
is.
Up on my page.
That is.
That also
it's
happens.
All,
that
it's
is.
All
the algorithm is
crazy.
So it's complicated
it's
that
all,
like it,
yeah.
It knows more than we do. Like, it's crazy. If like Kim Congdon and I won't see the same videos when we're on the other sides of the country. And then like when we're in the same room, the same videos start popping up.
Yeah.
That is so creepy.
Or if
China.
I mention a video, it'll pop
China.
Up. It's weird.
China. It truly is Chinese infiltration. How do I know? I shot TikTok commercials when it first came out.
Did
the
you?
Clients came and they were
TikTok.
It was very, it was very strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. And at the time, this was like 2018, 2019. At the time they had us use the app, I was like, this is difficult. This is stupid. And then if I got an account, then I'd be, you know, who knows?
Who knows?
Did you, do get that? Did I right talk now? About it last week? Did you do the when Stand Up New York was doing the Korean award show thing?
What? No.
Years ago, Stand Up New York was when they were like, you know how they just produce random fucking content up there?
Yeah.
They were like, hey, we're doing this, I think it might have been North Korean award show. Will you be a talking head on it and make fun of music videos? And then they sent me like an 8-page list of things I wasn't allowed to joke about.
Wow. Jesus
it was Christ. Literally like a 3-sentence prompt and then 8 pages of how not to offend Korean people.
Oh my God.
Don't mention a daughter.
They didn't use me. They didn't use, I shot for an hour and they didn't use anything.
Yeah, they did. They probably looked at you like, who is this guy?
Okay, so Alex, pop this up. Can we see some of the videos about this guy?
Yes.
Yes.
And this is the girl who claims that she like broke the story.
Make a
good for this guy.
This,
oh, she's the girl that sent you the email about the
hitting a lot of Korean roast.
To warn my New York City girls about this Caleb from West Elm ASAP. So in my recent video, I made a joke to call out this very tall Caleb I went on a date with in New York City, and it kind of went viral, but I kept having girls comment being like, is this the West Elm Caleb? And I'm like, who is this West Elm Caleb? And why do you guys keep asking that? Like, how do you guys all know this guy? I was so confused. But then I get a DM from a Caleb who says he's also very tall. And I click on his bio and it says West Elm furniture designer. And I was like, oh my God, is this him? But I ignore him as queens do. Then I get a girl DM me being like, oh my God, are you talking about the West Elm Caleb? And I'm like, who the hell is he? And can you please explain why there's so many girls commenting about him?
Pause it.
First confirm that it is the same Caleb.
How do you not learn to tell a story?
Just tell a full fucking story. Stop cutting.
On a fucking app that's supposed to be 10-second videos.
Oh, my God. It's so annoying.
So, basically, is this guy getting called out for getting a lot of pussy?
Yeah. But the way he's getting it is nefarious.
He's probably love bombing them and, like...
What is love bombing?
That's, like...
Other than what we do on stage.
Mine's just bombing, but I love doing it.
I think it's when you first meet somebody and you like lay it on really heavy, like you want a relationship with them, when maybe that's not the case. But you're like, I'm
calling
so
them
into
every
you.
Day.
I'm like, I could never live a day without
texting,
you. Like, make real
you
relationship
feel special.
Type stuff.
Doing these things called anchoring.
What's that?
Where like, I'll say something really sweet to you. I'll go like, Ian, you've never made, I've never been happy with anyone but you. And then going like that. So then you feel this thing. So now all I have to do is go, and you will feel an attraction towards me.
Wait.
Yeah.
That has to do with the lifting of the coffee?
Yeah, or if I go like this, or something, just like something like that. Like being like, I love you. Doing that.
It's
what?
Associated
it's like Pavlovian?
With
it's Pavlovian. Yeah.
Like, what?
It's associated with people who are emotionally abusive, according to like the definition I just pulled up. So it'll be like a tactic of like making you forget about the bad side by just like laying it on real thick.
Oh, you can do that with sex too, right?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Every time I have sex, I'm laying it on thick.
Yeah. Every time I have sex, I'm bombing.
Oh, I am getting... Bad flashbacks.
I like to choke.
Name of the episode, I like to choke.
Oh, that's great.
Wrap it up on some... Let's wrap it up on one or two more fun questions
is,
for Vanessa.
Ian is... we have changed your world here.
No, there's so many things.
Ian has horror flashbacks.
Ah, shit.
Vanessa.
See?
Yeah, if you want to take a moment to think about it, best dick in porn that you've worked with, best shape, size, or whatever, and best performer.
I had to tell
three different questions.
I had to tell this again. The name,
whatever,
Christian.
Yeah.
He has the nicest cock you ever see. The color, the shape.
Can we bring up this dude's cock?
Is it because it's not too big? It's not too small. It's just right.
Just feels right.
Ah, baby bear.
Because just feels right. When
it's
too
porridge of dick.
When it's too big, You cannot operate.
Guys always think big cock good. It's big cock bad.
It's horrible. I see a big one. I say, look.
I agree.
There is the door.
Yeah. Bye. What would you
fuck
think
the
about?
What door? What door?
What would you think about a guy that has like a 4-inch cock?
Who's sitting next?
We've already done this.
Yeah. It's okay. Can we see Christian's back up, please?
What's his last name? Sorry.
I think it's just Christian.
Just yeah. Christian.
Christian XXX.
Yeah, let's check out this guy's dick and then we'll get out of here.
Because I want to know what
I want to know what perfection what
it,
looks like.
Yeah, what it means to be like a perfect.
Yeah, I want to see the Lamborghini of Pecos.
Yeah.
We're all sitting around with Honda Accords.
I got a Gremlin.
Yeah.
Zach Lowe's got a jalopy.
I can't satisfy my wife. I had to bring in a Tesla. Oh, God, vamping it here for
you. We're almost done vamping.
We're waiting in patience. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Wow.
Is this him?
It looks like a him action figure.
Do you see that? It's perfect because it's not too big. It's just right.
And it kind of curves up so we can hit those spots.
Yes, you hit the spot.
Yeah, you can scratch your back.
I think he has a great body too.
Well,
body
good balls as yeah. well.
The balls
good.
Are cute.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
They're nice. We got perfect size. You can put both in your mouth.
Wow.
And that's the dream.
Yeah, because when it's too big, you can't. You know, it's perfect size to put both in the mouth. Yeah.
Well, I think that's the best way to wrap this one up. We're gonna.
Yeah, that's a real good one to learn, y'all. Yeah,
I want
to
thank our guests, Brendan Sagalow, of course, one of our favorites.
Yes.
And now one of our new favorites. Asshole expert, sexy expert. Vanessa. Yeah. Thank you so much. Please check her out on social media. Subscribe to her OnlyFans so you can have phone sex with her in Whole Foods.
Yes, while she's getting her car worked on.
I mean, there's nobody better.
What I mean, you should guess. You should actually even say that it's in a Whole Foods and then make the whole thing spell it HOLE. Whole Foods.
Yeah.
He made that joke when we were talking about it.
Yep.
Oh, I thought you meant Whole Foods.
No, Whole Foods.
Oh,
fantastic.
Funny.
Thank you so much to our guests. On behalf of myself and my bestie Ian, this is Zach saying bye, guys.